Good Sunday morning, and welcome to Hot Topics, a presentation of Hot 99.5's Community Affairs Department on Duval's Only R&B. Here's Julie Morgan.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Julie Morgan. Today, we're talking about the USO. A lot of people, when they hear USO, they immediately think Bob Hope. But there's so much more to it. And to help us learn how much more there is to it, I'm joined by Megan DeGantz. She's the marketing director for the USO right here in Jacksonville. Megan, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Off air, I learned a lot about the USO. Let my listeners understand, what is the USO?
Sure. Greater Jacksonville USO supports our active military members, retirees, and DOD. So we are actually a home away from home for everyone that is currently deployed and their families. So we support their families a lot.
Okay, so when you say support, what exactly does that mean?
So we have a couple of programs. We have a no-do dinner 3 times a month. We currently give out, Jack's tickets, Iceman tickets, Nutcracker tickets for all the families to enjoy in a discounted price for them to enjoy.
No-do dinners. That sounds interesting. What is that?
I know. I love no-do dinners. No-do dinners are homemade cooked from the volunteers that we provide a meal, a salad, a dessert, and actually stuff or things for the kids to do, and actually just for the families to get together and enjoy themselves and just to relate to see what they're going through while their families are deployed. So some of our corporate donations and some of the personal donations from other families support that no-do dinner.
No-do dinners. And is this something that the military families, is this something that they know about? Because it sounds too good to be true. And those things that are too good to be true, people don't normally know about them.
Yeah, I know. I mean, free dinner, not having to cook, even if you have kids, it would be a great way. We try to get the word out for the bases, mainly on Facebook. We do have an active military Facebook that we have. We put all our menu on our website. We put the menu in there. We have great menus like meatloaf, fried chicken, and ribs, and all sorts of stuff. So we try to get the word out through our social media and website.
Okay, and so now, if you didn't know, now you know that this is something that is available to you. And of course, we'll get that Facebook and website at the end of the show. So let's talk about something else that you were telling me about. There's going to be a food pantry as well. You guys are opening that?
Yes, correct. We are very excited. We're partnering with Humana Military and Feeding Northeast Florida to bring a pantry to the USO Mayport location. So we have decided next year that we are going to do, twice a week food pantry that they can, come in and they have to be vetted and let them know that this is available to the families that are able to not meet the ends, every month for their stipend, for their salary.
And we know that is probably going to be very much so appreciated in these difficult times.
Yes, correct. For them, we supply like E5, which is the lowest ranking military member. So if you have a family of four, it's kind of hard to make it on a salary for less than $21,000. So what we do is we are able to, provide them with those nutritious and healthy meals in between their paychecks so they can eat and probably use that money to better their living situation and, for school and those types of extra expenses that they incur.
Something that you said, nutritious and healthy meals. Why is that important?
Well, nowadays people want that quick fix for a small meal, and we want to make sure that they have their balanced, diet as far as fruit and vegetables, meat, not eating ramen noodles and, mac and cheese. There's nothing wrong with mac and cheese, but, other than just a salad or a steamed vegetables that they, sometimes forgo, instead of, eating just a quick snack, we would love to provide them with healthy meals.
And they definitely deserve it.
Yes, they do.
Absolutely. So let's talk about the time of year that we're in right now, the holidays. What do you guys have going on?
So we have a lot of stuff going on at the USO. For example, we are vetting And you have to be vetted just because we want to make sure we get to the people that really need it the most for the our active military members. So we are giving away Thanksgiving baskets and Christmas baskets, actually. So their CEO or their command officer can recommend them and families to sign up for these baskets, and they're able to get a turkey and all the stuffing, cranberry, all the stuff that you would need for a Thanksgiving dinner.
Hot 99.5, keeping you up to date with what's happening in the community. This is Hot Topics on Hot 99.5.
Okay, so Thanksgiving has come and gone. I'm sure that was a success. Christmas will be here before we know it, so how does it all work?
So usually we send out a form to their command. NAS and Mayport will get them, and they would be given out to the active military that would need it, or who's still here at the base. And I heard there's a lot of ships at bay this time of the year. So we make sure we get out the forms for them and have them sign and make sure they get the form, fill out how many kids they have, because we need to know how many children to make sure that we provide the exact same, you know, meals that they would like to have. And they would just turn it in, and we get them, and then we call them to make sure they have four children and make sure that they get all the meals that they would need.
That sounds good. Anything else going on this time of year?
Yeah, we actually, you know, talking about the Christmas basket, we also have a toy drive. We do have a giving tree at NEX, the commissary there. And you can also make a donation on our website to be able to do that. So what we do is have like a breakfast with Santa in December. They haven't told me the date yet, but we do have some families that have requested. Like I said, we do help the military, active military. So we find out how many families that they have and provide the toys that the kids would want. And we actually wrap them up and have a breakfast with Santa and get the toys that they need, all through donations to be able to make those happen. So we're really excited.
So let's talk about, you said through donations. It sounds like USO, this is something that you need a lot of support.
We do. You know, there's a lot of charities out there, and we totally understand most people's perception that the USO is provided with with the military, and we're funded by the military, and we're not. We're actually a private, you know, nonprofit that rely on corporations and people such as yourself to make those donations to make no-dough dinners and all the Breakfast with Santa a success, because without you guys, you know, we would have to find other means to fundraise for that.
Now, when we think about the USO, you mentioned some of the misconceptions that people have. Another thing I thought about is only time I see USO is at the airport. So I'm like, well, what else do you guys do? Yeah, that's a misconception that I have. So I'm pretty sure other people have the same misconception.
Yeah, correct. We do have a great airport. So anyone that comes through, on that airport, we actually take our fallen soldiers, actually. So anyone in the military that live around this area or Georgia or somewhere close to us, we do serve that as a fallen soldier sanctuary for those families that we're receiving. So that's one of them. Second thing is, if there's any military traveling all over the world, that they can come to that USO at the airport and be provided with snacks and just relax, a place for them to just regroup, to make sure that they have all the things they need. So your donation actually goes towards like snacks, crackers, those type of things would go through that airport. And if they have to stay overnight, you know, sometimes they'll go through USO Mayport or NAS for some resources. And then if we have a no-dough dinner, they can have dinner there, and then they can go on their way. So it's really an amazing center.
Yeah. And so it sounds like the dollars that people give, that they donate, they go a long way, and not just for this time of the year.
Correct. So it goes a long, long ways to be able to fund. We have three centers. We have one at NAS outside the base, and one at USO Mayport, and the one at the airport. So every dollar does count, because they do go directly to our active military members.
Now, USO, it sounds like such a good idea. How did it get started?
So most people, when they think of USO, is Bob Hope. You know, back in the day, entertainment, and, you know, a USO is home away from home. So we want to make sure that when you go to a USO, that you feel that we have given you the comfort and need that you would have to be at your own house. So that's how it all got started.
Oh, wow. Okay. So Bob Hope, did that part come later?
Well, Bob Hope was like the very beginning, because, you know, USO would entertain, like right now, like you know, all some of the artists would go to the basis and entertain, and what the, that's what they thought the USO was an entertainment. It still is that they do, you know, they shuffle, you know, artists, NFL players to introduce them just to make sure that they're, you know, the spirit of an active military, you kind of miss them. You're deployed for six to nine months, not seeing your family. And given those kind of entertainment kind of lifts up the spirits of our active military.
Home away from home, a little bit of entertainment as well for those that are deployed. What else can we tell our listeners about the USO?
Well, you, like I said, USO, if you have the time, we take volunteers. If you have time to volunteer, one at the airport, you know, that's almost 24 hours per se. It's 11 o'clock at night is when they open at USO Mayport. They're open till 9. So anything that you can do to help volunteer, time, treasure, or talent, you're more than happy to come and join us because it's such a fun organization. And it just really, like, you'll really feel good when you walk into a USO.
All right. Tell everyone your website.
Sure. Our website is jacksuso.org, and you can find out anything that you need to know there as far as our events and also giving.
And what about Facebook? Because I remember you mentioned Facebook as well.
Yep. Our Facebook is at jacksuso, and you can find anything that's going on there also.
Sounds good. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I just wanted to thank you for inviting me, and I hope you guys have a great holiday season.
Thank you. And thank you as well for joining us today on Hot Topics. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Hot Topics on Hot 99.5. Hot Topics is a presentation of Hot 99.5's Community Affairs Department. For more information about the program you just heard, visit myhot995.com, then click on Hot Cares. And join us again next Sunday morning at 6:30 a.m. for another edition of Hot Topics on Duval's only R&B, the new Hot 99.5.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.